23. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people.
他的门徒，特别是他挑选的十二个使徒，常常跟着他。
His disciples, especially those the twelve that followed him around,
也常常有极多的人跟他同行。
And there were a lot of people who were always with him.
在那些日子，施洗约翰被关在监牢里。
And during those days, John the Baptist was put in prison.
他的门徒就把所发生的事告诉施洗约翰。
And so, his disciples told John the Baptist what was going on.
在路加福音第七章十八节那边就告诉我们。
If we go to Luke chapter 7, verse 18,
那施洗约翰就叫了他两个门徒。
And John the Baptist called two of his disciples,
打发他们去到主耶稣那里。
And sent them to the Lord to ask,
他说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
They ask, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?
那两个人来到耶稣那里，就这样问耶稣，说，施洗约翰，我的老师，要我们来问你，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们要等候别人呢？
So those disciples, John's disciples, two of them came to ask Jesus, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?
耶稣呢，没有直接回答他们。
Jesus didn't answer them directly.
二十一节说，正当那时候，耶稣治好了许多有疾病的、受灾患的、被恶鬼附着的，又开恩叫那些瞎子能看见。
Verse 21, at that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases.Sicknesses and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind.
那耶稣呢，就回答施洗约翰的门徒说：“你们去把所看见、所听见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见、瘸子行走、长大麻风的洁净、聋子听见、死人复活、穷人有福音传给他们。”
So he replied to the messengers, Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor.
耶稣也知道，施洗约翰呢，在监牢里的施洗约翰正受着试炼。
And Jesus knew then that John the Baptist, who was in prison then, was going through trials.
他的心里一定难免会问。
So in his heart, you know, he might have been thinking, asking.
他若就是那一位奇妙的救主，他应该知道我，为什么不来救我呢？
So if Jesus were really the Savior, he should know about me, and why doesn't he come and save me?
所以耶稣就补上一句话，这个就是二十三节。耶稣就补上一句话，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
And so Jesus added one more sentence.Verse 23, blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me.
我们这些已经稍微认识耶稣的人，我们都知道为什么他讲这一句话。
Those of us who know a little bit more about God, we know why Jesus said that.
因为耶稣他做事都仰望天父，天父没有要他做，他就不做。
Because Jesus, whatever he does, he looks upon the Lord and he waits upon the Lord. And whatever the Father does not tell him to do, he does not do.
他说，我这个人子，凭着自己不能做什么。
Jesus said that, as a son of man, if I just rely on myself, I cannot do anything.
天父没有要我做，我就不做。
If the Father does not want me to do, did not ask me to do anything, I do not do it.
神的命定都有他的意思。
And God's will, has a purpose.
所以呢，他讲了这句话。
And that's why he says, the following sentence, the phrase, sentence.
就是二十三节。那约翰差来的人走了以后，耶稣就讲论这个施洗约翰。
And so that's why he had, verse 23. So after John's messengers left, Jesus began to speak to the crowd.
他说，他跟他的一些门徒说，你们出去旷野是要看什么啊？
What did you go out into the desert to see?
你们要看先知吗？
Are you there to see prophets?
是的，他是先知。
Yes, he is a prophet.
但是他比先知大多了。
But he is greater than a prophet.
二十七节，经上记着说，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路，所说的就是这个人。
So verse 27, this is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.
这个就是以赛亚书四十章那边讲到，旷野有人声喊的说的那一位。
So this is what was mentioned in Isaiah 40, that in the desert, there will be one shouting in the desert, and that's the person.
记不记得啊？就是高高低低的要修为平坦啊，低洼的要填满，弯弯曲曲要改为正直，因为耶和华的荣耀要向凡有血气的显现，对不对？那一段话，就是以赛亚四十章第三节，你可以。
Okay, so verse Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3.A voice of one calling, in the desert prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain.
好，第五节。
In verse 5, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it.
这是耶和华亲口说的。
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见。
The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it.
这件事情要成全，需要有一个人来为神预备道路。
And so in order for all these things to be accomplished, there needs to be one person to prepare the way for the Lord.
那个人就是施洗约翰。
And that person is, John the Baptist.
接下来他就讲了二十八节。
And so in the following, scriptures, verse 28.
我告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个大过约翰的。然而神国里最小的比他还大。
So verse 28, I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
我记得我在这边讲过这一节。
I remember, I've mentioned about this verse, this scripture before.
那个时候是用马太福音十一章十一节。
Back then, I was using, referencing Matthew 11, chapter 11, verse 11.
对，那因为那个时候我只能浅浅的讲。
Because during that time, I could only talk about it on at the surface level.
我当时讲是有神的印证的。
When I first spoke, when I spoke about it, you know, God had told me to speak about it.
那今天呢，我需要更深一层的讲，因为时候到了，我们需要更深一层的明白这一句话。
And today, I'm going to explain it in a deep, on a deeper level, because I feel that time, it is time.
施洗约翰，耶稣说，妇人所生的没有一个大过施洗约翰的。
Jesus said that, those born of women, there's none greater than John.
他真的是伟大。
He is really great.
那他在母腹里就被圣灵充满。
Even when he was in his mother's womb, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
记不记得玛利亚去看这个撒加利亚的时候，他就被圣灵充满，小孩子就在里边跳，对不对？
Do you remember when Mary went to visit Elizabeth? Elizabeth, the baby was jumping inside of her womb.
啊，以后呢，他在旷野里。
And later on, when he was in the wilderness,
他吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
He was eating locusts with honey.
他穿的是骆驼毛的衣服，系上皮带。
He was wearing clothes of camel, made of camel skin.
好像他是一个原生人哈，很 primitive.
He seemed like a primitive man.
他的生活方式也是 primitive way, 很原始的方式生活。
The way he lived was rather primitive as well.
他淡酒浓酒都不喝。
He didn't touch the alcohol.
淡酒，酒预表人间的欢乐，给人家一点欢乐，他都不喝。
So,
而被圣灵充满。
So wine represented the joy of this life, and he didn't touch any of it.
他活着的目的就是要活出神为他的命定。
His purpose in his life, the purpose of his life was to live out God's destiny for him.
而影响人去归向神。
And to influence other people to turn to the Lord.
实在是伟大。
And that is why he is very great.
在耶稣还没有来到人的生命之前，有这么一个人是全然为神而活的。
And before Jesus even died on the cross, he was that person that lived for the Lord.
我们看路加福音第一章，他出生的时候，他的父亲被圣灵充满所讲的话。
Let's look at Luke chapter 1, what his dad said before when he was born. Verse
76. 76节到79节。
Verse 76 to 79.
我们一起来读好吗
？Okay, let's read it together.
施洗约翰十足地活出他的命定。他说：“孩子啊，你要称为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的前面，预备他的道路，叫他的百姓因罪得救，就知道救恩，因我们神怜悯的心肠。”叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Okay, so John the Baptist really lived out what his father had prophesied before when he was born. And you, verse 76, and you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High.For you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in the darkness and in the shadow of death, to to guide our feet into the path of peace.
感谢主。那所以呢，他就是要来影响人归向神，以至于灵魂可以得救。
And so the purpose of his life was to influence people to turn to God so that their spirits can be saved.
在他那个时候，旧约跟新约之间，旧约跟耶稣来之间有400年左右，神没有话对他的百姓说了。
So during that time between the Old Testament and the New Testament, there were 400 years God didn't speak to any of the prophets.
有一天，神的话临到施洗约翰。
One day, God's words came upon John the Baptist.
哦，那是一个突破。
It was a breakthrough.
当神的话临到他的时候，他就根据神的吩咐采取行动。
When God's words came upon him, and he was following God's commands and did accordingly.
然后呢，他就结果呢，他就到约旦河边去给人施洗，就是悔改的洗礼。
So then he went to next to Jordan River to baptize people.
那个时候呢，有一个属灵的复兴，因为这一个人的话充满了神的全能。
And at that time there was a spiritual revival because his words were filled with the Holy Spirit and power.
很多人都去到那边受洗，去悔改。
A lot of people went there and repented.
耶稣也来了。
And Jesus came.
耶稣来了以后呢，他受洗，他就从水里上来，鸽子就降下来，对不对？圣灵就降在他身上。
So Jesus also got baptized, and when Jesus got up from the water, the Holy Spirit came down from heaven as if it was a dove.
施洗约翰看见了。
And John the Baptist saw it.
所以他就做了一个见证。
So he then testified.
我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
29节。
Verse 29.
我们大家一起来读好不好？从29节读到37节，这个有点长，所以那个 Andrew 跟 David。你们读英文 ，OK， 你跟他们讲，因为我们同时这省时间
啊。Okay, so we're gonna read verses 29 to 37.
我们其他的人读中文，从29节到37节 ，Andrew 跟你们读你们英文的版本，27到30几节。
29 to 37。
29节到37节 ，OK， 我们一起读哈。次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。这就是我曾说，有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前，我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗。”为要叫他显明给以色列人。约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下住在他的身上，我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的，我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。这两个门徒。 一个就是安德烈，彼得的弟弟，应该是弟弟了哈，兄弟，彼得的兄弟。另外一个就是写约翰福音的门徒约翰。
So there were two disciples that heard this and followed Jesus, and those disciples were Andrew, Jesus' brother, and John.
Peter's brother.
Oh, Peter's,
Andrew 是 Peter's brother.
Peter's brother, sorry. And then John.
对，你看，约翰跟安德烈他们两个人原来是施洗约翰的门徒。
So Andrew and John were John the Baptist, the disciple, originally.
当施洗约翰说这就是神的羔羊，两次这样讲，这两个门徒就去跟随耶稣了。
And when John the Baptist said, "This is the Son of God," twice he was testifying Jesus. These two disciples follow Jesus.
他呢，讲出神的话，就是要把人的心掳回来归向神。我们看路加福音第三章。
When he speaks, he wants to turn people to God. Let's look at Luke chapter 3.
前面那个我们刚已经看过，我们看第七节开始哈。
Starting from chapter verse 7.
第七节到十四节。
7-14.
我们众人一起来读。那 Andrew 跟 Danny 你们读 verse 7-14 OK 读你们的那个英文的圣经啊。好，我们一起读。约翰对那出来要受他洗的众人说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。众人问他说，这样我们当做什么呢？约翰回答说，有两件衣裳的就分给那没有的，有食物的也当这样行。又有税吏来要受洗，问他说，夫子，我们当做什么呢？约翰说，除了立定的数目不要多取。又有兵丁问他说，我们当做什么呢？约翰说，不要以强暴待人，也不要讹诈人，自己有钱粮就当知足。 施洗约翰呢，他人家来要跟他受洗，他还骂人家说，毒蛇的种类，谁叫你们逃避将来的愤怒。
So John the Baptist, people are coming over to be baptized, but he still was, you know, calling people, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath.
他真正不是为讨人喜欢，他就是要讲神的话。
He's not a servant of God who tries to win the favor of other people. All he wanted was to preach God's word.
也就是因为这样，他才得罪了希律王。
And because of this, that he offended.
他是用 King Herod. 他是真的要把神真理的道，要百姓去运用到他们的生活里，他因材施教。
And he really wanted these God's people to take the word, the God's word, and to apply it to their daily lives.
为什么他讲到那么有权能，会带下一个属灵的复兴？
Why are his, why were his sermons so powerful and can bring down spiritual revival?
一方面，他这个人是被神得着的，我们刚刚已经，刚刚已经解释他了。他是被神得着的。
On one hand, he is someone who's been, who's been completely, won over by God.
他讲话就是要让人真的来追随主的。
And when he spoke, all he wanted was for people to follow God.
他不是要讨人的欢心。
And he wasn't seeking anyone's favor or anyone's liking.
他希望人讨主的喜悦而得救。
He wanted people to win the favor of the Lord and be saved.
所以他的道很硬，对不对？
And so his
结出果子来，跟悔改的心相称。
So his sermons, in a way, was very stern. So he produced fruit in keeping with repentance.
这个就是讲到，他不是把人引向自己，他是把人引向基督。
And this shows us that he's not having these people turn to him, but turn to Christ.
我们可以看另外一个地方，可以见证这件事，更加清楚的见证这件事哈。
Another scripture that is testifying to this.
我们看约翰福音第三章二十四节。
Let's read John chapter 3:24.
曾经有传道人这样讲，施洗约翰活着好像只是一个声音。
In the past, some pastors have mentioned that John the Baptist, the purpose of his life,
he's nothing but a voice.
He was nothing but a voice.
The voice of God. 神的声音。
That he was nothing but a voice of God.
他没有要让人去注意他自己。
He did not want people to pay attention and focus on himself.
好像他闪开，让人看到神，让人跟神来结合。
He moved himself out of the way so that the people can come straight, can come directly to God and become one.
我们看第三章的第，从就是耶稣后来。耶稣后来也施洗，他也传道，他也帮人家施洗。好，那从第三章的二十四节，我们一样，就是二十四节到三十节，也是 you read your English version and 我们哈，二十四节到三十节，好，预备来。那时约翰还没有下在监里。约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的礼，就来见约翰说：“拉比，从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。”约翰说：“若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。我曾说，我不是基督。”是奉差遣在他前面的，你们自己可以给我做见证。娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。他必兴旺，我必衰微。 我们去思想这个话，它真是伟大。
When we think about this passage, we can see how really great he was.
他的伟大的特质在于他忠于真理。
The quality, the reason why he is great is because he is very loyal to the truth.
他知道当真理运行在人的里面，牵引人去。有所行的时候，这个人就会从罪得释放。
He knows that when the truth is among the people and then the guiding the people to follow God, this person will be set free.
你们现在能够明白刚刚为什么我说我一定要顺着这个恩膏来讲？刚刚我们在敬拜的时候，很多神的话就是我讲到里面所要讲的。
While we were worshiping, there were many of God's words that were part of the sermon today.
神要做工，我们不要打岔神。
When God is going to do work, we're not going to, you know, break away from His work.
感谢主，昨天大卫牧师在台湾的冬令会讲到。
Yesterday, Pastor David, was speaking at a winter conference in Taiwan.
我为他刚好我们昨天没有聚会，我就特地为他祷告。
Because we canceled our meeting last night, so I used that time to especially pray for him.
主耶稣给我的感动说，主啊，你的宝血既然洒在弟兄姊妹的身上。
And I had this calling in me, this moving in me, to pray that Lord, your blood is shed, sprinkled on the brothers and sisters, in the room.
这些人就是属于你的。
These people belong to you.
你的灵就要膏抹他们。
And your Holy Spirit.Will anoint them.
神用什么来向世人说我们是属于他的？
God, what does God use to tell the whole world that we belong to Him?
因为我们领受的圣灵做印记，对不对？
It's because we have accepted the Holy Spirit as a mark.
我说大卫牧师是你的圣灵，你的宝血洁净的，你的恩膏要降到他身上。
I was praying that Pastor David has been cleansed by your blood and that your anointing will come upon him.
我们的话讲得再好，如果没有圣灵的膏抹，没有办法做工在我们生命中。
No matter how eloquent our words, our sermons are, if the Holy Spirit is not among us,it cannot do works in our lives.
这个就是为什么我刚刚必须要说要趁着这个恩膏在运行，这个好像神的道就是这么要一气呵成的时候，我不敢因着人来打岔。
And so that is why earlier when I felt the Holy Spirit among us.And the anointing.
你们接下来继续听，你们就会更知道。
And so I didn't want it to be interrupted.
耶稣说，他这么伟大，可是在神国里最小的比他还大。
And Jesus said that, oh yeah, he is very great, but the least in the kingdom of God is greater than him.
我们如果进了神的国，我们最起码是最小的，对不对？
So if we enter into the kingdom of heaven, we are at least the least.
我们比这个施洗约翰还大。
That in a way we could be greater than John the Baptist.
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
我有没有把圣经读错了？
Have I misread the Bible?
主啊，这是什么意思？
God, what does that mean?
我们的生命。我们的价值不在于我是谁。
So our lives, our value does not, it does not come from who we are.
不在于别人怎么对待我。
And it does not come from how people treat us.
不在于我的生活有多美满。
It does not come from how happy our lives are.
可以向人夸耀。你看我这么棒。
It doesn't come from how boastful we can be to other people to show, hey, look at my life, you know, how great it is.
我的价值，我真正的价值也不在于 我多成功，我事业多成功。
And our value, we already know that does not come from our accomplishments.
因为这些都会过去。
Because all of these things are going to fade away.
这些不一定会使我的灵魂更纯净。
These things are not necessarily going to make our lives, our spiritual lives, pure.
这些不一定叫我的灵魂得拯救。
And these things not necessarily help my spirit to be saved.
我们的价值在于我是永生神的孩子。
And our value comes from the fact that we are sons and daughters of the eternal God.
怎么说呢？
And so how can we say this?
我是永生神的孩子，表示我里面有永生神的生命。
So that if we are sons and daughters of the eternal God, that within us, we're like a vessel, we're carrying the life of God.
耶稣来地上钉十字架的目的，就是要让我们得这个生命。
And the purpose of Jesus dying on the cross is for us to receive that life.
所以他在十字架上那么苦，他想到哦，我这样子就会使一些人可以得生命，他就喜乐了。
And so even though Jesus was going through a lot of pain on the cross, but he knew that because of what he was doing, many people will receive life of God that way.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道你里面有神的生命，那是宇宙的至宝。
And so, brothers and sisters, you need to know that within you, the life of God is within you, and that is the most precious jewel in this world.
你说，可是我们并不完全，我们有很多软弱。
You might say that, yeah, we're not perfect. We have a lot of weaknesses.
我们怎么能够跟施洗约翰比？
How can we be compared with John the Baptist?
可是这个不会改变神，你在神眼中他怎么看待你的。
And those things are not going to change how God sees you.
因为如果我们信了耶稣以后，我们就我行我素了，都不管神怎么样了，那也许我们就失去这个价值了，我们又会迷失了。
If we, after we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, we walk our own way, we, do our own thing and do not follow the Lord, then yeah, we might lose the life of God within us.
可是如果我们既然信他，我们就把自己放在他的手中。常常来在意神要让我里面的生命怎么成长，那我们的生命就会，神看这个生命就会比施洗约翰更大。
And if we, after we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we follow Him and we put our lives in His hand and let Him do His work within us, then our lives will be, as Jesus said here, in a way greater than John the Baptist.
他可以把我们从堕落的、很属肉体的光景更新变化成属天的。
And Jesus can change us, transform us from a fallen nature into a heavenly nature.
能够彰显神的荣耀。
So that we can magnify God's glory.
显明出来是神生命的伟大，他的真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And to manifest God's righteousness and holiness.
谁的生命会比神的生命更伟大？
Whose life is greater than God's life?
对不对？我们看一下创世纪三十章，举一个例子。
Let us read Genesis chapter 30,
三十章第八节。
Chapter 30, verse 8.
这个雅各的这个雅各呢，娶了，原来只要娶一个妻子，后来被他的岳父骗了，就结果不得已娶两个妻子。后来这两个妻子呢，又在争丈夫，结果又变成四个妻子。
Okay, so Jacob originally wanted one wife, but because his father-in-law cheated him, so he had two wives. And then because his two wives were fighting over the husband, he then had four wives.
所以雅各真的很苦啊。
And so for Jacob, he had a lot of suffering.
这是他没有想到的，可是万事互相效力。
This is something that he did not want, but I guess all things work together for God's good.
好，我们现在讲其中的一个人，第三十章第六、第七节，我们来看这一段哈。
Chapter 30, verse 6 and 7.
拉结说：“神伸了我的冤。”也听了我的声音，赐我一个儿子。错了哈，我讲第七节哈，第七第八，拉结的使女毗拉又怀孕，给雅各生了第二个儿子。拉结说：“我与我姐姐大大相争，并且得胜，于是给他起名叫拿弗他利。”
So verse 7, Rachel's servant Bilhah, I guess, conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Then Rachel said, I have had a great struggle with my sister, and I have won. So she named him Naphtali.
So this Rachel couldn't have a child. She used her servant to have a child in her name.
Okay, so Rachel couldn't conceive children, so... she was using her servant to give birth to children, and that belonged to her.
那你看，这个时候拉结的心态呢？他给这个拿弗他利呢？他给拿弗他利取的名字叫做什么？相争，意思就是相争。
So Rachel here named. Her son Naphtali, and here, what it really means is struggle.
我不知道这个孩子取的那个名字意思是相争。
I don't know what happens to this child when his name was named after struggle.
你在这种原生家庭里边长大，你里边的倾向会是怎么样？
If you are born from this kind of family, I don't know what inside, you know.What the nature of the child would be?
他的亲生妈妈，所隶属的这一个女主人，他们给他的一个名字就是，我是跟我的姐姐争的，你就是那个的果子，相争。
So the child was basically born by a servant who belonged to the mistress of the master of the house, and the name was and he was named after you know the struggle that the mistress had.
Naphtali. 结果到了四十九章。
But when you go to Genesis chapter 49.
四十九章的第二十一节
，Chapter 49, verse 21。
雅各这个时候，雅各已经被神制作了。雅各里面很亮，他发预言，他预言到拿弗他利是怎样？拿弗他利是被释放的母鹿，他出佳美的言语。
So this is Jacob after he has been God has accomplished his work in Jacob, and so he was able to prophesy. He says, verse 21, Naphtali is a doe set free that bears beautiful fawns.
Oh, 我读到这个，我说主啊，你知道雅各的十个儿子，这个最小的弟弟，这个没有什么哈。这个 约瑟的十个哥哥，在人看来也不是怎么多好的人，是吧？
So even though the 10 older brothers of Joseph, according to the eyes of men, didn't seem like good people. They had jealousy.
不平。
They felt that it wasn't even for them.
他们有很多人性的软弱。
They had a lot of human weaknesses.
所以他们可以狠下心。本来要把这个兄弟致死的，后来把他卖到他乡去。
So they were able to have the wicked thoughts of even trying to kill his brother, but in the end sold his brother into slavery.
那约瑟呢？靠着主的怜悯，成功了神在他身上的事。
And Joseph, through God's mercy, was able to accomplish.What God wanted to accomplish in him.
经过那么多年,
through many years,
他们也经过饥荒,
through the famine,
他们也需要后来约瑟饶恕他们，接待他们，种种神使得他们呢，好像有点像样一点。
And through the Joseph forgiving his brothers and then.Just a lot of the reconciliation to a point where they seem like that the brothers seemed like they were better.
所以创世纪四十九章二十一节，当我读到这个的时候，我的感受是神可以做事。
So when I was reading Genesis 49 chapter verse 21.And when I saw this, my own interpretation of this is that God can really do great works.
这句话给我的一个启示是什么?
And this verse gave me a revelation.
也许我们天然人的生命倾向可能是像拿弗他利那样相争的，是不是神喜欢的?
And maybe if our nature, original nature, is to fight and struggle like Naphtali,
是不讨神喜悦的。
Is not what God takes pleasure in.
可是当我们愿意把自己这一块泥交在神的手中，
but when we're willing to put ourselves as a lump of clay in the hands of the Lord.
神可以重新塑造我们。
God can completely transform us.
我们刚刚不是说神要叫我们得释放？
Earlier we were saying that God will set us free.
真理神的话，如果我们福音神的话，神的话会叫我们得释放。
So if we are willing to obey under God's words are going to set us free.
神的话可以在我们的生命中做工，使我们这个人脱落那个罪恶的权势。
God's words can work in our hearts so that we can be free of the authority and dominion of the dark power.
那当我们信靠顺服神的时候，圣灵会赐给我们。
And so when we trust and obey God, the Holy Spirit will be given to us.
我们知道，当我们接受耶稣的时候，耶稣的时候，神就会把他的灵赐给我们，使我们成为神的儿女。
And we know that when we accept Jesus Christ, God will give us His Holy Spirit so that we become His children.
在使徒行传五章十二节，彼得又做这个见证，他说赐给顺从之人的圣灵。
So in Acts 5 verse 12, John the Baptist also gave the testimony that
though, John the Baptist,
what did you say?
Peter,
I'm sorry. In Acts chapter 5, because can you cut it in pieces because I can't remember.
这是《使徒行传》第五章十二节，彼得做见证。
Okay, Acts 5 chapter 5 verse 12.
Yeah,
Peter gave the testimony.
他说， 赐给顺从之人的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit that is given to those who obey.
他怎么形容圣灵？圣灵就是赐给顺从之人的。
So how did he describe the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is those is the,
trust and obey.
The Spirit that is given to those who trust and obey.
对，那所以当神的灵进到我们的里面，我们就可以从得释放。耶稣不是说神的灵在我身上，就叫我就能够叫人从监牢里得释放，对不对？
So when we trust and obey, the Holy Spirit can come into us. And Jesus had also said that. What did you say?
如果神的灵临到我们。
If the Holy Spirit were to come upon us, He can set us free.
弟兄姊妹，这个已经是这个时代了。耶稣已经来了，他已经赐下圣灵了。使徒行传第二章就是讲这个事。
So in this generation, Jesus has already come. He has already sent down the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们真的专心起来寻求神，我们渴望神的灵来临到我们。
So if we really revive ourselves and come and seek the Lord with all our hearts, and to wait upon the Lord so that His Holy Spirit can come upon us,
我们就可以得释放。
We will be able to be set free.
拿弗他利像释放的母鹿。
Naphtali is a doe set free.
你知道母鹿给我们讲，我们知道母鹿怎么样？像母鹿呢，行走在高处，对不对？他们跑很快，很稳当。
So a doe can walk on the high places, and when they run, they can run steadily and fast.
我们不需要再被我们的软弱、容易缠累我们的罪抓住。
We don't need to be held down by our weaknesses, and.
我们可以像被释放的母鹿。
We can be like the doe set free.
出佳美的言语。
To have words that are
good words.
Gracious words.
你知道耶稣自己说，人心里所存的。嘴里就说出来。
And you know that Jesus has said that those whatever we have in our hearts, we also say it. We also speak those things out.
如果他能够出佳美的言语，表示他里面有佳美的心。
So if a person can speak graciously and can have gracious words, that means that he or she has a heart. Full of gracious.
你相不相信神可以做这种工在你的里面？
Do you believe that God can do such work in you?
我相信。
And I believe that.
所以不论我原来人，我原生家庭塑造我的天然人的倾向是什么？
So, it doesn't matter what my original family, original nature, was.
我只要来到神面前，
I can come to the Lord，
让神用他的话，用他的灵来调理我的心。
All I need is to come to the Lord, let God's words to realign my heart.
那我这个人就可以被释放。
And so I, as a person, can be set free.
而活出神自己。
And to live out God's life.
我们最后用一处圣经节，我们就来结束哈。以弗所书第四章，以弗所是讲教会的一个书信。以弗所第四章，这个我们也讲过，但是太宝贵了。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所是一封论到教会的书信。
Ephesians is a letter. That letter concerning churches.
我们看第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我们从二十一节到二十四节。
Let's read chapter 20 to 24.
我们一起读。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Verse 20, you, however, do not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
穿上就是存什么样的心，脱去就是去除什么样的心。
When you put on, it means that what kind of attitude you have, and when you take off, it means what you're getting rid of.
所以这个就是遵行神的道，就是这样遵行的。
Following God's words, following God's way, this is how we follow it.
我们看，再看一个地方，我们就结束哈。第约翰福音第八章。
Let's look at John chapter 8.
31节、32节。
Verse 31-32.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道。”就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
So verse 31, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣知道他在教什么。
And Jesus knew what he was teaching.
因为他自己就是这样活的。
And because he was living like that.
所以你看到第八章的二十九节，他这样讲：那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的。
And verse 29 says, The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的道讲得很清楚。耶稣已经来了，生命的全能已经来了，可以更新变化我们。
So God's words are very clear. His words are already here. His spirit's already here, and it can transform us.
求神吸引我们的心。
And so we pray that God will draw our hearts.
留意听他向着我们的吩咐。
To listen carefully what He commands us to do.
我们照着他所吩咐的去行，他就必会来释放我们。
Then when we do according to what he commands us, he will set us free.
他在我们里面的生命会越来越长大。
And his whole and his life within us is going to grow.
彰显出来的是神生命的仁义跟圣洁。
And it will manifest God's righteousness. God's holiness and goodness.
Yeah. 施洗约翰只能把人引到神面前。
John the Baptist can only bring people to God.
在我们里面的生命也能把人引到神面前。
The life within us can also bring people to God.
而且我们还可以让里面的基督流露出来，供应别人，解别人的饥渴。
And that God's life that is within us can overflow from our lives to help other people who are thirsty.
所以如果我们真的是像耶稣这样子的活是比施洗约翰更大的。
So if we really truly live the way that Jesus did, you know, in a way we can be greater than John the Baptist.
不是我们，乃是神。
And it's not us, it's God.
但是我们需要跟神合作。
But we need to cooperate with the Lord.
下面的我就不讲，以后下个礼拜再讲。OK，
the rest we will save it for next week.
好，我今天就谈到这里。
OK。
哦，对不起，我也超过时间了。有没有有谁要做见证？可以做见证。
One or two people would like to share testimonies, you can come on up.